I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, John. We go to Atlanta for the arrest of Mr. Alabama. He's from Talladega, but he's a rapper. And he raps under the name Mr. Alabama. Well, the cops were coming to get Mr. Alabama because they suspected him as a methamphetamine dealer. And he's up in the balcony of an Atlanta high-rise. So they come busting in. This is July 10th. And when the agents are arrested, Kelvin James Dark, 37, of Talladega, Florida. Talladega, Alabama. Sorry. They executed the search warrant in Atlanta at the high-rise. And that's, they didn't find anything. But the cops on the ground said, yeah, about the time you were busting through the door, it started raining meth. The Atlanta Police Department's found 5 kilograms of methamphetamines just below the balcony that this guy was on.
Oh, he was dropping it
all
down.
He was throwing it off them. Yeah. $250,000 worth of methamphetamines. He's charged with trafficking in the meth, trafficking marijuana, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and some other girl on the scene was arrested as well. But Mr. Alabama is going to end up in a Atlanta courtroom.
Well, that was a great disco song back in the day. It's Rain and Meth.
It's Rain and Meth. Yeah.
All right, then there's this woman in who had her car stolen, and she said, I'll get this thing back myself. And she did. She took it back from a thief out of Missouri. This woman was picking up her daughter and at a gas station. I guess your daughter was dropped off there, and then she was picking her daughter up there. It was after school thing, or I don't know what it was. But anyway, when her Toyota 4Runner was stolen, she got out of her car and grabbed her daughter from the other car. And while she was doing that, somebody came in, took her car, and took off. So, well, she immediately filed a police report, but then she said, I'm going to do some of my own policing on this. And she had some intel. Because her phone was left inside that car that was taken. And she was able to track her phone, through that app thing. So she said, I was able to stalk this lady for 48 hours. This lady who stole my car. She had no idea what I was doing, but I stalked her. And there were a number of purchases made in her credit card, so she was able to follow that as well. And eventually, she trailed this thief to a gas station. And an attendant there, she went to talk to the attendant after this. The thief went into the gas station, and the attendant said, oh, yeah, she told me she's going over to Applebee's. So this woman, this victim, said, that's it. Okay, I'm going to go to Applebee's, and that's where I'm finally going to get my car back. And so that's what she did. The thief drove to Applebee's in the stolen car, went into Applebee's and sat down and had some, well, and that's when she went into Applebee's.
She was feeling good in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's when the victim took her car back. Live streamed the whole thing on Facebook, called the police, and then followed this woman who came out of the Applebee's looking for her stolen car. Wound up, the woman ended up going to a discount store where she was arrested by police. Now, unfortunately for this woman who was the victim, her car was just trashed. There was a case of beer in there. Stuff was strewn all over the place, and it smelled, but she did get her car back.
And finally, out of Tampa, John, you tell me when this story takes a turn that you did not expect. The security...
Well, that's going to be hard. We're talking Florida.
I know. But at some point, this story will take a turn that you did not expect. The security alarm at the Seminole Heights Baptist Church started ringing at about 12:30 in the morning, Thursday morning.
Now, you think I'm going to stop you there saying, why does a church have to have a security alarm? Really? It's Florida.
Uh-huh.
You got to.
So 12:30 in the morning, Thursday, the security alarm starts ringing at the Seminole Heights Baptist Church. They later said that a man had taken a brick and thrown it through the window and was making his way through the church. Alerted at his home nearby, Pastor Brant Adams, 40 years old, rolled out of bed, grabbed his handgun.
This is Florida.
And jumped into his pickup truck.
Now, this would not happen here, but this is Florida.
Grabbed his handgun, the pastor, and he said he spotted the man going through the desk in one of the church offices. I said, dude, what are you doing? This is the pastor with his pistol. Dude, what are you doing? He told the Tampa Times. And then he held the suspect at gunpoint until the officers arrived a little after 1 o'clock. He wasn't looking for a fight, which I thank the Lord for, says the pastor. Later, Mr. Rivera, 49 years old, was arrested, and he had the drug paraphernalia, burglary tools, all kinds of stuff. And he broke into the church by smashing the window with a brick, kicked down several of the doors inside. Actually, when he was climbing through the window, he cut himself, so there's blood spattered throughout the building, and he did need medical treatment. The pastor says, I've been around guns my whole life. I bought the handgun I used Thursday about 2 years ago. I keep it for protection. I'm a regular at the shooting range.
Yeah.
And he said, Thursday's break-in shook me up a little bit, but guns can change lives in an instant. You never want to pull a gun on someone. I thought I'd never pull a gun on someone here at the church. And that guy's going to get, I thought that double jeopardy was out. You couldn't do that. But he's going to be tried by the courts and then tried by the Lord.
Florida pastor's got to have a different game than a Washington pastor.